This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'lamu annamal hayatud dunya la'ibun wa lahwun wa zinatun wa tafakhurun bainakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Firstly, my dear respected brothers and all sisters who are listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have a life, and the life is going fast. How fast? You just need to look at your children. If you look at your children, they're growing so quick. True or not? If you leave that down there, that's good. They grow so quick. You just saw them in their nappies and then running around. You just saw them running around and they're already going to school. You just saw them going to school. And now they're wearing a blazer and a uniform and going to secondary school. You just saw them going to secondary school. And now they're off to college. They're off to university. You just saw them graduate. And now shadi shuda. I just held him in my hands. It's just like the other day. You held that kid in your hands. And he was so young, or she was so young. And then life doesn't stop. So all those people who are on this half of the life, up to university, up to shadi shuda, up to the age of marriage, then they will have those thoughts in their minds. But the rest of us are on the other half. The half that goes down. Do you understand, guys? When you climb a mountain, you got halfway up and then halfway down, yeah? So when you come halfway down, it's like you just saw him get married. Now he's got one kid. Got two kids, three kids. Whoa, easy, easy. They'll pop in at left, right, center. Then they just will start growing. And this man himself, you know, you just saw him with black beard, black hair. He's got a white hair. He's got a white beard. Now some people, they don't like to show their white beard. So they got two ways of doing it. Either you die hard, you know, all black and everything, yeah. Or the other way is to chumalichu, get rid of it. Don't show that you've got white hair. There's people who do that. They hide everything, okay? White hair is actually a good sign. It's a sign that time to go, okay? White hair, white beard is a good sign. That's why I kept mine. See, mine, I'm only, you know, I'm not that old, okay? Let me not give my age away. But if you have white hair, it's a good sign. Every day when I look at the mirror, it's a sign that my time is up. It's a good sign. When Allah gives you wrinkles, it's a sign that time is up. When Allah gives you a slow body, it's a sign time is up. But anyway, he just had three kids and then they start growing and you start going from your business age to your sort of age of thriving with your business, maybe in between there your midlife crisis, okay? And after that, it's time to see. You know, then you just start, you know, it was your shadi when you was, or your wedding when you was 25, 27, whatever you were. And now like every other week is his shadi, her shadi, this shadi, that shadi. It's true or not, guys? Especially when the summer comes, yeah? You just gotta carry on going around. Just sitting there, eating. It's always the same menu anyway. But you eat and so on. And the whole summer goes with about another 10 shadis that have been done. But like that, every year goes. Ramadan comes, it goes. Eid comes, it goes. One part of the year has come, one part of the year has gone. After that, what is it? After that, it's the 50s. Then people start seeing that their body's not only gone slow, but they've got problems within their own bodies. And everyone has problems. Don't worry, you know. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep all of us safe and sound. Say Ameen. But everyone has problems. And then when you get to the last stage of your life, if you live that long, that is, if you live that long, then it's finished. And it goes so fast. The point is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has summed up the entire life in one ayah of the Quran. the whole life of ours from the beginning till the end in one ayah. This is in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57. If you look in Surah Al-Hadid, I think it's ayah number 20 or something. If you look there, Allah Azza wa Jal has said,
اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد.
Five things. Five or extension, six things. Allah says, know that the life of this world first is la'ib. First thing of life is la'ib. Games. Playtime. Just play. People like to play, people like to have games. What do we mean by that? Young kids. These young kids that are young, you know, when we were young as well, same. You just want to play and play and play and play. It just doesn't end. Boy smiling. I link with you. Don't worry about it, yeah? Sometimes you have these young kids coming to the masjid and then some uncles get upset. He's running. Dora, bagra, grab him. I would love it if the uncle could tell me that he never ran when he was young. I would love it if those uncles could say that when I was small, no, just to sit down there, just listen all day. I'd love it if the uncle or someone could say that. But thing is, when you're at that age, you just want to play. The main thing or your focus is you want to play and you want to play. So the beginning of life starts off with, you just want to have fun, with play. But then the play changes. Allah says, lahun, after that, stage number two. When a child grows up to the teens, then it becomes, or near the teens, it becomes lahun. Lahu is amusement. It's not just play, it's amusement and pastime, or pastime games. So now they don't only want to have a game where it's like you score this much, you win, or I tick you, you're on, and let's chase each other. It's none of that. Now it's amusement. Now they're more into, being entertained. So this is a different type. This is more to do with the mental games that start. So they want to be entertained. And in that amusement, what happens is the teenagers and others, they start to compete with one another. Even when you're young and live, when you're actually playing with one another, you're competing with one another. When you have amusement, you're competing with one another. Allah says, lahun, then number three, zina. Number three is zina, which is when they're in their teens, when they're approaching their teens or in the teens, what they're all into is they want to basically find attraction. They want to attract others to them and be attracted to others. This is zina. Zina is something that is decorated. Zina is something that you have attraction towards. So what happens is, for example, a boy will basically, he'll not only grow his hair, he'll cut his hair in a certain way, he'll flick his hair in a certain way in front of the mirror, yeah, matching himself up. Not if he can do that, right? If he can do that. If he hasn't got any hair on his head, he won't be doing that, right? But if he has got that, he'll probably go for that. If not, then he'll go for his muscles. Some boys, they're into their muscles. Yeah? They're into look at me. Look at this man. I can take anyone on, They're into the muscles. If it's not the muscles, it might be something like the money that they might be able to have. Like, so for example, the money might go towards like designer clothing. Okay, so some boys are into the designer clothing. So it's like, I'm wearing this. They want an Adidas top, an Adidas sort of hat. They want an Adidas bag. They want an Adidas shoes. They want an Adidas this. So it might be whatever it might be. They want to show some designer. If it's a girl, it's something different, right? Girls will, either it's going to be her makeup. It's going to be her, her nail polish, whatever. And, whatever it might be. She wants to make herself look like a cat or something. It might be something that she might do, or it might be her bag that she's got, which is going to be a competition with who's got what bag. It might be shoes, it might be something else. It's zina, it's attraction. It might be the face, it might be the images. And young guys, you should know, and even mid-aged guys should know that whenever you see a person's image on a social media, you should always question whether they really look like that. You understand? You have to question that. Why? Because people, you can put some makeup, you might laugh at this, yeah, but I'm serious about this. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, some brothers are putting makeup now as well. Like some foundation, just to make themselves look a bit more, you know. Serious. I'm not making this up, yeah? Some brothers are putting some foundation, especially they do it, or somebody might do it before they take their picture for their social media. Or they'll do it because they'll take the normal picture, they'll take it into Photoshop, they'll take it into another app or some kind of, you know, developing software, and they'll enhance the image. You can enhance your image to make yourself, yeah? A normal sister can make herself look like some other, like, you know, top level woman, yeah, or sister. Like, if you look at the two together, you'll say, these, you're gonna say, wallahi, biologically, yeah, they can't be related. Wallahi, you're gonna look at them and say, there's no way through their genes or their DNA could these two be related, and it's the same person. The same person took one image and they look like one thing, and they take another one, they enhance it, or they put something else, they look something else. So anyway, my point is zina, attraction. So number one is what? Number one is what? Live. What's that in English? Come on, live. What is it? To play. Games, to play, yeah? Number two is what? Lahu, which is? Come on, guys. Interact. Bolte nahi yaar, bolo na. What's number two? Amusements. Can I hear from everyone? There's nothing wrong if you say it. Amusements. What's number two? You're gonna learn something and you're gonna go home and then you'll remember this. If you say it with me, you'll remember it. Yeah? Part of teaching is to get people to actually repeat the whole thing. So guys, all of you, I know the rest of them are coming about you, yeah? Maybe you don't want to know about, you know, about the other, the rest is coming about you, but let's go through. Number one is what? Come on, everybody. Number one is what? Which is what?
Play
your games, yeah? Number two is what? Which is amusements. Number three is what? Zina is attraction, right? And number four, Allah says, tafakhurun bainakum. It becomes a means of mutual competition of trying to show who has got more pride, who is greater than somebody else in something that they have. Tafakhurun bainakum. So tafakhurun bainakum can be many things. For example, I support this team, you support that team, I'm better than you. You understand? I'm not going to take the team's name, otherwise if I take one team's name, the rest of them that don't support that, oh my God, oh my days. I'm not going to take that name. I'll say you support one team, the other one supports another team, it's tafakhur. This is a way of you trying to get one over another. Or for example, you're from one country, another one's from another country. You say, my country is better than yours, my team is better than yours. This is tafakhur. This is like having a way of having some kind of pride over others. It's a mutual pride over others. It could be a car that you own. Some people, they buy a car and they think, you know, they're the showman. My Allah, people buy cars and they think they're greater than others. You have no social status with the car because remember, the car eventually is going to go to the scrapyard. And you eventually will go to the graveyard. Okay? The car, if it doesn't matter what make it is. There were some supercars 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Most of those, unless they've been kept in a garage, in dry, sort of, you know, under dry conditions, unless they've been kept like that, most of the cars made, supercars made 40 years ago, 30 years ago, most of them are in the scrapyard or completely gone. The ones even 20 years ago, most of them are gone. 10 years ago, you'll see them around. New ones come out, people think, wow, this is crazy. This is a new thing. And you know, they get into things. They get, you know, the youngsters these days, they'll see a car, they'll say, wow, Bugatti Veyron, wow. And they want to own one. They want to own one. A youngster the other day said to me, he said, I want to own one. And I looked at him. I said, you need a new pair of trainers. He said, what? He said, you need a new pair of trainers. Can you afford that? He said, I'll ask my mom and dad. They'll give it to me. I said, yeah, you can't afford some trainers and you want to buy a Bugatti. Wow. You know, sometimes you think about the logic here of some of these kids or what's going on inside their heads, because it's a fake world. Guys, wake up. It's a fake world. You better measure what you can actually afford anyway. Tafakhurun bainakum is you have mutual rivalry. Some people have even houses. Houses. It's like you got a big house, you think you're, you know, a bit upper class than others. You've got a house, somebody else has got a flat, you're more than them. You've got 4 bedrooms, somebody's got 3 bedrooms, you're higher than them. So you've got 5 bedrooms, they've got 4 bedrooms, you're higher than them. It's tafakhur. And then, what does Allah say as the fifth one? After having mutual pride of what you own or what you have, the last one Allah says is takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. Now it's extension of how much you can accumulate. It's going to be an increase either in your wealth or an increase like a whole competition of how much you can beat somebody else in wealth or how much you can beat in somebody else in having children or having something that you own. So this is number 5. This is when people have been married, they get to the stage of midlife, 30s, 40s, 50s, it runs all the way to 60s, 70s, is takathur. Takathur is what? It's like, oh, all right, you own a house? I own a house, and I've also got an investment. I've got a property that I've invested. Oh, you've got a house and you invested in property? No problem. I've invested in 2. One here, 1 Pakistan. Okay, you've also done that? No problem, yeah? You want to see my one in Pakistan? It's 5 stories high. Oh, you also got that? No problem. I'm investing now in Dubai. I'm investing now in Spain. I'm investing in Italy. I'm investing offshore somewhere. Oh, you've got a business, yeah? Well, I've got a business. How, what's your turnover? My turnover is, you know, £20,000 a year. Well, mine is £40,000 or £50,000 a year. What's yours? Well, mine is now £2 million a year. My turnover is £4 million a year. You know, it's like, takath, let's say how much we can increase. And this rivalry, okay, this rivalry, like all the other rivals, for example, you know, the first one, Laib, playing games, that kind of ends. Some point in your life, you're not going to be in the games anymore. Number 2, the amusement, the lahu, you could take it in different ways. It does carry on, but you'll take it in different ways. You'll take it in an adult way. Adults like to get amused as well. And there are halal ways of getting amused, and there are haram ways of getting amused. And I don't want to get into that right now. We've got a lot of young kids here. Number 3, zina, attraction. That runs all the way till, let's say, however long you've got something to be attracted to. You understand? There comes a point when you look at your face in the mirror and you think, man, there's nothing left here. There's no point. I'm like, even if I was to go for a girl right now, yeah, I can't look for a 20-year-old girl right now. I'd be lucky if a 40-year-old takes me. You know? You come to a point in life when you look in the mirror, you think, you know what, I'm out of that class now. I'm in a different club. I'm in the 40s club. Or I'm in the 50s club. You know, people have these clubs, don't they? You know, and then you go for golf. You know what I'm saying? You go for golf. You go for something. Sorry guys, if you play golf here, yeah, no offense to you, yeah? But there are clubs for certain things. There are clubs for, you know, there's a lot of people, will, you know, there's a craze of going to the gym in the 20s, okay? But there's another craze also going to the gym when you're in the 30s and 40s. The people who go in the 20s, they go for a different reason, and the people who go in the 30s, 40s go for a different reason. The people who go in the 20s, they just want to build on their muscles. For them, it's not like losing anything. Most of them go inside there, they just want to build the size of their muscles. People who go in the 40s, they want to lose their belly. You understand? They're thinking, man, if I dive in that water in the swimming pool, yeah, there'll be no water left. When I dive in, the water's going to be out. Okay? So there's different reasons why people go to the gym. But it's the same thing, which is people are looking for, what? Zina, attraction. But it'll last to a certain age. Certain age, after that, it won't be for zina. I mean, when people get to the 40s and 50s, it's more about health conscience. It's more about trying to now keep your body, for good reasons, healthy, rather than make them attractive. You understand? It all changes. It's not about now, I want people to look at me and be drawn towards me. It's more about, I want to myself keep this body going as long as I can without any health issues. Right? The whole thing changes. And then tafakhurun bainakum, you know, this rivalry between people, that lasts till the end of people's lives. And it's a very sad thing if people fall into it and they get themselves lost in it. I mean, I understand if people say, like, for example, you know, a little banter now and again is okay. Like the other day I heard some people, they were saying that, you know, oh, did you hear Bangladesh won Pakistan in cricket? Bangladesh
beat Pakistan in cricket. When I heard that, I said, yeah, bruv. I said, you know what? Some guys made some lot of money out there in the betting shops. You know, the betting shops. Some guys made a lot of money. When Bangladesh wins Pakistan, yeah, beats Pakistan, yeah? Yeah? Because Pakistan's the better team. Even though I'm Bengali, I'm saying that, yeah? When Pakistan loses to Bangladesh, the one thing that my mind goes says that some guys made a lot of money by fiddling with the people, right? And telling them when to lose and what to lose, right? Some guy made a lot of money, I tell you that, because Bangladesh is supposed to lose to Pakistan. Alright? So the thing is, you might get really hyped up about something that's happened, and it might be a whole fake thing that's going out there, where people are fiddling the test results. And they're trying to bribe others to make themselves lose. It happens in football, it happens in cricket, it happens in many sports. Right now you'll see in the media, so many different sports, they've got people who've taken drugs over so many number of years, they've hidden the amount of drugs they've taken, how they've taken it. There are people who got caught in the actual ball itself, how they sort of manipulated the ball, they rubbed it so much, they make it bounce in a certain way. And then basically, you know, they win the match, or they can lose the match, however they want. Okay? The point is that tafakhur, when you have this mutual rivalry, we're not supposed to take it to a level where it starts to turn ugly. Ugly means you're not supposed to take it to a certain stage where there's racism involved. Or there's takabbur. Takabbur is where you feel now that you are actually better than another people. That is wrong. And even the zina, number three, the one that you want attraction, there's a halal attraction, there's a haram attraction. If you're going to like make yourself look nice, the hadith says, "Inna Allaha jamilun yuhibbul jamal." Allah is beautiful, He loves beauty. You're supposed to make yourself look nice. That's fine. But the haram attractive is, man, when I walk out there today, yeah, all eyes are on me. All eyes are on me. That's when it gets haram. Because what you're trying to do then is you're trying to make everyone try to come straight towards you. And the thing is, my friend, don't you think that if you really think logically, yeah, about this, girls, they make themselves look so nice when they go out, some of them, yeah? Boys do the same thing. And all they really want is they want that one super boy or one super girl to look at them. That's what they want. Just for that one super person, there will be 49 non-super people that will look at you. You understand? And there will be another 50 ugly people that will be after you. And probably another 200 super ugly people in your category that might be after you. Okay? Now you're after that one. But you're in serious trouble, my friend. You've got 299 people on your back trying to get you, and you don't want them. How do you switch them off? How do you control their minds, their thoughts towards you? Because you've come out glamorous. You've come out looking slick. You've come out looking like they just want to just get hold of you. You're out there on the streets. No matter how you're dressed, you're after that one person. And you know what the silly thing is? You know when that one person sees you, like all the 219 say, I don't want you. Don't look at me. You think that you're after, and then you see this one person, one super, super person that you really wanted. They don't want you. They think you're not in their category of what they want. The whole thing is there's a halal zina, there's a haram zina. When you get to the haram zina, you can carry on having rivalry. The thing is, my friend, end of the day, where you will find real satisfaction is you're going to marry one person at the end anyway. And you have one life with one person in a stable marriage. That's what's going to bring you itminan sukoon. Allah said in the Holy Quran, litaskunu ilayha. Because you can't have all of them. Because Allah has created us in such a way that our hearts won't accept you being with several people. Allah has created us like that. And the last one, which was the takathur fil amwali wal awlad, people can take that rivalry to whatever. But you know what happens in the end? What happens? No matter how much wealth I brought, no matter how much wealth you inherited or you brought, after all of that wealth, the man is in his 50s, he's in his 60s, he's not only accumulated a lot of wealth, he's invested in properties, he's put certain things in certain children's names, he's now putting certain things in his grandchildren's names, in his 60s, okay? he's had a wonderful sort of life. Okay, let's just imagine somebody's really had a wonderful life. And now he's got what he wants as luxury in this world. You know, in the end, my friend, after all that rivalry, after all that competition, after the one who wanted to see he has the most, after all the attraction, after all of the games and amusements, you know what? With all the wealth that you've accumulated, all of us came the same, we leave the same. We came the same, we leave the same. Which is what? We came to this earth without even clothes. And we leave the earth. We would have left without clothes, but Allah respected the human being by giving him or giving her the janazah cloth just to hide their shame. Otherwise, we would have left the earth without clothes. Otherwise, Allah could have said easily that we get buried down there without clothes. But just to respect the human being, Allah gave 3 sheets of cloth for men, 5 sheets for women, and that's what you go with on your body. And in terms of the space, you could be an owner of a business that is a multi-million company later on. You could have a whole, you know, whole set of investments in properties across the world that go into the several thousand square foot sort of places, several thousand square feet. But you know, in the end, it's going to be the length of your body, a little bit more, and the width of your body, a little bit more. That much space, maybe 3.5 cubits, arm cubits, 3.5 arm cubits of space, and maybe 2 arm cubits this way. That's all the land we get when we go from this earth. That's it. And you know what happens after that, my friends? A person goes to their grave, and when they're going to the grave, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, 3 things follow a person to the grave. 3 things. His family will follow him to the grave. His wealth will follow him to the grave, or to follow her to the grave. And his actions will follow him or her to the grave. And they come all the way to the grave. فَيَرْجِعُ مِنْ هُثْنَانِ 2 return back. The family who are crying over me, over you. The same family that I worked 12 hours a day for. The same family that I worked for a whole month to get a paycheck to pay all the bills for. And I did that for 25, 30, 40 years of my life. The same family that I fed every day, the same family that I invested for, the same family that I took them to the doctors for, the same family that I gave them protection, this whole kind of scheme and that scheme to try and protect them, the same family are now who are crying, are going to walk away, take everything that I earned on this earth. Everything with them, back. The family is going to go back, and they're going to go back with my wealth. And when they go back with my wealth, they will be sitting there talking to each other how to distribute it. And where am I? I'm with my 3 cubit times 2 cubit sort of space. That's where I am. And imagine if I spent my whole life worrying about them, worrying about my rivalry on the earth. Where are my rivalries today? If I'm in my grave today, does it matter which team I support? Did it matter which team I support? Did it matter that whether I supported the ones that my friends supported or not? No. Did it matter whether I had investments? No, those investments are behind me. Did it matter how many grades that I got? The grades are needed for your life. Investments are needed for your life. I'm not saying don't invest in properties. I'm not saying don't get any grades. I'm not saying that. We need grades in this earth. We need to achieve the best we can in this earth. But we must remember that there are greater things on the earth that we are after, which is our actions. Did it matter that I had an A star, or a few A stars, or first class sort of honors degree? Did it matter? No, it didn't matter. Did it matter that I spent 5, 10 years, 20 years of my life trying to build my business so that it can survive and I can become a rich sort of per individual? Did it matter? No, it didn't matter today. What matters today? What matters today is, or all the actions that I've got, those are the things. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He reminds us, He says,
كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
The whole example Allah says of all your five things, your play, your games, your amusement, your attraction, your source of pride between yourselves, rivalry in pride, a rivalry in wealth and in children. Allah says all of that is like a cloud, a rain cloud that sails and comes across. And the farmer looks at the rain cloud. And the farmer gets really happy. All the farmers, they get happy. They see rain clouds, they get really happy. And when the rains fall onto the grounds, they look at the crops. And there's a greenness that comes and shoots out from the ground. And every day they're coming to the land. And they look at the greenness growing, growing. And all the lands are filled with greenness. And it gets thicker and thicker. And it grows higher and higher. And imagine it's wheat. Or it could be anything else, barley or whatever that they're growing. But it gets thicker and thicker. It could be a paddy field, sort of rice paddy field. It gets thicker and green and green and green. And then in the end, what happens is, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, in the end, ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما. There'll be a time when that greenness will start to become brown. It's turning brown. So the farmer needs to go and cut it. The farmer needs to take it away. He needs to harvest it. There's a time when the winds blow, and after the only thing is left is the stubble on the ground. And the time is when even the stubble that is on the ground, it starts to disintegrate because it's become hollow. The water inside that has evaporated. It becomes hollow. And then it blows into the air. The whole greenness that he had and the excitement he had when he saw the rain clouds coming and the rain's going to drop on my ground and then the fertilization is going to kick in and I will have some good crops. I'm going to make a lot of money and a lot of harvest this year. The whole of it turns to what? Yellow. Allah says, ثُمَّ مُصْفَرَّ. It becomes all yellow. The greenness turns yellow. Yellow. And when the yellow is there, after that it's completely dry, nothing left. No, it's all gone. My friend, you've got redness in your skin today. The blood in my skin, the blood in your skin, keeps a touch of redness to all of us. When we die, that blood stops. When the blood stops, it turns. The whole body starts to become pale and yellow. Yes or no, guys? So the same example Allah is giving. That your green life that you wanted, the luxury you wanted, one day it's going to be yellow. And it's going to be finished. And Allah then says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The whole of your life, everything that you had, all of it was just a deception. Form of a deception. Your games, they deceived you. Yes, we need to sometimes play games. Don't get me wrong, guys. Yeah, but it was a deception. It didn't help me in my real life. Now the real life has started in the grave. It's not helping me. My akhirah has started. It's not helping me. Number two. Amusements. They're not with me anymore. They're not giving me any benefit right now. Number three. All the attraction I had, nothing. It's giving me nothing at all. I sat there, combed myself. I sat there, groomed myself. Nothing. Number four, all the rivalry I had with showing who's better than who hasn't given me anything. And all the rivalry I had in wealth, unless I invested that wealth in the way of Allah or I made something good out of it, unless my children became people who are good Muslims, who are people with good tarbiyah, unless I did that, nothing will be of any avail to me. Those children are nothing to me right now. If they make dua for me right now, I'll get the dua. If they do good deeds right now, I will get an equal share of good deeds because I taught them. This is according to hadith. If they have good akhlaq and good character on the earth while I'm in my grave right now, I'll get a portion of it. I'll get an equal portion of it. And if I have put them on the straight path, then I'll get something. Otherwise, nothing. And what's left? Amal, my actions. That's it. Allah then says, you want rivalry? This is the rivalry you should go for.
سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض.
Allah says, if you want to race one another in competition, don't just race one another in who's got the biggest property, who's got the most investments, who's got the greatest show going on. No. race one another in trying to achieve the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And race one another to see who can get to Jannah first. And who can get the biggest investment in Jannah. That's the real race. The race is in to see, when I get to the Akhirah, what have I done on this earth that has built my Akhirah in such a way that, you know what, I go to Jannah, and that man on the earth who had an investment in 5 different countries, or that person who was so intelligent and bright and he got the degrees and he got the good job and I was nowhere there to do that. I wasn't smart enough, I wasn't intelligent enough. Or that person who had the beauty and they got the attraction on the earth and I never had the attraction. Whatever the case is, when I get to the next world, I want to see myself bigger than any of these people. I want to see the greatest portion for myself. And there's nothing wrong in you being very sort of greedy in trying to earn as much akhirah you want for yourself. Yes, we want the akhirah for everybody, but I want that little bit extra. So when there was, for example, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, if people knew, for example, you know the first saf, you know the first line, if people knew the value and how much they would get of reward by joining the first line, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people would be so greedy to try and get the first saf, that it would have ended in drawing lots in the masjid. We would have had such a, you know, if we knew the reward, what it is to get into the first saf, first line, we would have had such a competition between us. We wouldn't have been fighting for this or that or trying to get ourselves in this, that. We would be trying to get that spot, that the masjid would have to have everyone's name written on certain pieces of paper, put all those papers in a box, and then draw the names out and say, okay, Muhammad Aslam, come to the front, please. Your name, yeah. Ibrahim, whoever, come to the front, yeah. It's your name today, and you get to go to the first saf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that. Why? Because the thing is, rivalry of the akhirah, there's nothing wrong in having a great competition. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, la hasada illa fithnain. La hasada illa fithnain. He's told us there is no jealousy except in 2 types of people. If you want to be jealous, as in a good jealousy, you're trying to compete with them and you say, oh, I want that, I really want to be like them. Not the kind of jealousy where you want them to be finished in what they have. No, you want to be like them and better than them. Prophet ﷺ says 2 things. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ. A man, or in extension of that, a woman, whom Allah has given the Qur'an to, meaning that they've memorized the Qur'an. And they recite the Qur'an day and night. That's a person for you to be jealous of. Another one, a man whom Allah has given wealth to, and he spends, or she spends, day and night, that's a person that you should be jealous of. My brothers, my sisters, when the time comes that we will go to the next world, none of us will be there to think about the many features of this earth. In fact, this earth will be rubbish to us. This earth is going to be rubbish. In a hadith, he says the earth has no value, not even to the wing of a mosquito. You know, mosquito? Mosquito is nothing to us. Mosquito, we just want to just, you know, finish, kill it off. But the wing of a mosquito is nothing. If I bought you a wing of a mosquito and say, hey, bruv, you want to buy this? You want to buy this? He said, what is it? It's a wing of a mosquito. Would you buy it off me? No, you wouldn't even give me a penny for it. You say, what, wing of a mosquito? You're trying to sell me a wing of a mosquito. It's got no value to me. Allah Azza wa Jal, His Messenger has told us that this dunya, the whole world, to Allah is not even the wing of a mosquito. When we get to the next world, my friends, this whole world, and all these things I've said, yes, some of these things we need. I don't want people in Peterborough tomorrow to stop working. Okay? Monday you don't go for a job. You say, Sheikh came on the weekend, said, you know, we need to invest for the Akhirah. We're going to invest for both things, okay? We invest for both things. But what I'm trying to say is that don't lose control of yourself because of these 5 things that Allah has mentioned. Don't lose control of yourself. And the main thing Allah said, your competition is to get that Jannah, to get that, to see who can have the biggest portion in Jannah. And when we look from the Day of Judgment, from the Akhirah to this world, it's nothing. Nobody will be bothered about the earth anymore. Nobody will be bothered about Dubai. Nobody's going to be bothered about Australia. Nobody will be bothered about the, you know, islands offshore from America. Nobody will be bothered about the places on the earth where people right now will spend a huge amount of money to try and invest. Nobody, nobody. In fact, they will look for one subhanallah or one alhamdulillah. That will be more worthy than whatever was behind. Two rakats. Well, Prophet ﷺ told us, two rakats, more worthy than the whole world. One ayah, one hadith says, one ayah, you memorize one ayah, is more worthy than the whole world. One time, subhanallah, say this with me, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Prophet ﷺ told us, this phrase once is better than whatever the sun rises above and sets over. The whole world is better than that. That phrase. We'll be looking for that phrase on the Day of Judgment. We'll be looking for our good akhlaq and a good character on the Day of Judgment. We'll be looking for the times we helped people on the Day of Judgment. We'll be looking for the times we supported others. We'll be looking for the times we gave others our heart. That's what we're going to look for. We'll be looking for the times we're devoted to Allah. We'll be looking for the times that we, you know, we listen to our parents, we listen to those who are elders in the community. We'll be looking at times we had mercy on the young ones. We'll be looking at the times that we actually made unity and not disunity. We'll be looking at the times that we made a way in our society that we looked after one another. Those are the things that we're going to look for. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq and give us ability to put all of this in our case. And inshallah, if you want to carry on reading the tafsir of this verse, go to Surah Hadid, ayah number 20, Surah 57, ayah number 20, and you'll see a beautiful description there. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.